Welcome, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Food for the Journey. Today we begin a real journey. This is Holy Week. What do I mean by that? It's a week set apart for whatever it is we can do, even a few minutes a day, more than you would ordinarily, but to stop and think about what God has done for you and for me. Really, brothers and sisters, I don't think we begin to grasp the mercy of God and the kindness of God. I'm going to be talking about that this week. So walk with me as we go through Lent. We look today at the first reading, which is taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 to 7. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen one, with whom I am pleased, upon whom I have put my spirit. He shall bring forth justice to the nations, not crying out, not shouting, not making his voice heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoldering wick he shall not quench, until he establishes justice on the earth. The coastlands will wait for his teaching. Let me just pause there, brothers and sisters, for a moment to say, God is listening to you all the time. And if this is a time where you need to repent of serious sin, this is a time to know that your God is listening. It says, a bruised reed he shall not break, a smoldering wick he shall not quench. And a lot of us feel like bruised reeds and smoldering wicks. And God is right here. He understands the human being. He understands our mistakes. He accepts our sorrow. Oh, brothers and sisters, turn to him today, whatever it is, even if it's something you did 20 years ago, never confessed. If you've confessed your sin, you are free. But if you haven't confessed your sin, this is a week above all weeks. Any time is good. But this is a week, really, to call yourself and to encourage, not beat their brains out, but in kindness, ask them to please return to the Lord. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spreads out the earth with its crops, who gives breath to its people and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I have grasped you by the hands. I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness, those who don't know God, those who have sinned greatly, those who think there's no hope for them. There's always hope, brothers and sisters. We just need the courage, and sometimes it takes great courage, to repent, to come to confession, and know the freedom that you will experience. Brothers and sisters, I urge you in this week, anything you've been holding back, anything you're too embarrassed about, anything that you think it doesn't matter, whatever the case may be, bring it to confession, please, and know the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. The war be waged upon me, even then will I trust. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Let me tell you just a very brief little story of something that's embranded, I think, on my brain was when my two uncles came back from World War II, and the trains came in, and they stood. They were hanging out the door windows. Honestly, I could cry about it. It was such a beautiful moment as they came down from the train and came to my grandmother, to my uncles and my aunts. And I was very little. I was about 3 years old, 2 years old. But I knew it was something very happy. And brothers and sisters, that's true in our own lives. We can dig for ourselves a prison and think that we can't get out of it. Brothers and sisters, God's mercy is everlasting. He's given us the sacrament that sets us free. Swallow your pride and go. God will abundantly receive you. He will not say, why didn't you come sooner? Or why did you do that? Or why did you do that? He will say to you, welcome, I love you. What an Easter gift you could give to the Lord himself. Now we read from the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verses 1 to 11. 6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of the reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. And then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor? He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. Jesus said, leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away. They were believing in Jesus. They were believing in Jesus because of him. Brothers and sisters, what a time it must have been. What a time it must have been. We're called to wait for the Lord with courage, to be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, draw near to him today, on this first day of Holy Week. Draw near to him and say, Lord, I want to be your disciple. I want to follow you. I want to turn away from whatever it is that takes me away from you. I want to follow you. Brothers and sisters, God will hear your prayer. And if you persevere, he will give you strength, and you'll be amazed somewhere within this next year. I can't guarantee it, but I almost do. If you're sincerely asking God for help, he'll begin to help you now, even though you may not experience it, but he will do so. He loves you. He cares for you. And one of the things that strikes me so often is that we celebrate, so to speak, in a rightful way. We celebrate Holy Week. But do we acknowledge the part we play in Jesus' death? Have we really faced that our sin today is responsible for the death of Jesus? Think about it in that way. When I want to get impatient with somebody or angry with somebody, that's what I try to think of. I don't want to hurt you, Jesus. I don't want to harm you, and therefore I can't harm your disciples. I may have to correct. I may have to call for change. I may have to do all kinds of things, but I don't have to get very angry with people who may be playing a small part in it. Whatever the case may be, let's open our hearts because He loves us. He loves us and He's just waiting for us to call upon Him, waiting for us to come to Him every time. So this Holy Week, as Catherine Doherty wrote, Holy Week is a week of tenderness. All through the gospel, from his birth right up to his death, the Lord exhibits such tenderness, especially in the way he treats the sinner. When the woman taken in adultery is brought to him, Jesus shows great delicacy. It is delicate to turn your back to a person like that who is ashamed. Write something in the sand and wait till the last person has left. And then with infinite tenderness and gentleness say, has no man condemned you? Neither do I. Go and sin no more. To acknowledge our sin, to go to confession, to know that God heals and restores, go and sin no more. That means work at eliminating whatever caused you to sin. Work at it. Doesn't mean you're going to be good 100% just because God forgave you. It takes willpower, but He's right with you. Catherine Doherty says this, when Mary anoints Jesus' feet with ointment and Judas complains, Jesus says, leave her alone. She has kept this scent for the day of my burial. You will have your poor with you always. You will not always have me. Brothers and sisters, He is with us. Please don't turn away from Him. He begs you to come to Him. He loves you. He gave us a free will, and so the choice is ours. And it may be that if we repent, if we ask God's forgiveness, it may happen that we fall back into that sin. Don't be afraid. Just come right to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm trying to stop doing this, but it's hard. It's such a habit. And ask God for help. Just ask Him for help. And gradually, and perhaps even suddenly, it will be gone. Trust God to know the best thing for you. We don't know the best things for ourselves, oftentimes, because we're so caught up in self. Ask God to help you, and He will. Let this may be a glorious Easter. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.